President Donald Trump signed an executive order Wednesday ending the process of separating children from families after they are detained crossing the U.S. border illegally. It was a dramatic turnaround for Trump, who had been insisting wrongly that his administration had no choice but to separate families apprehended at the border because of federal law and a court decision. It is not clear what any reunification plans may be or what will happen with the immigrant children who were placed in various facilities, including one in Kingston, New York. I spoke with Ulster County Executive Mike Hine about the situation.
And what we have done is to try to be able to bring some humanity to this situation. And that's why I directed the Ulster County Commissioner of Social Services to offer up to the executive director of the facility any and all of our services to assist in this process. And we have substantial services available, whether it be translation, whether this be trauma relief, and a whole host of other things designed to be able to assist a child in these moments of crisis. Fundamentally, I think we all recognize the importance of border security. But what we have seen happen here is a fundamental failing of the federal government to be able to be in a situation when you rip a child away from their mother seems to be one of the cruelest things that I have ever heard of government doing.
And are any of these services being utilized or have been asked to be utilized?
Again, we'll be working directly with the facility. And at this point, it's not clear whether they're in need of them, but if they are in need of them, we are awaiting.
Do you have any information about the child or the facility in which the child is being held?
No, I don't. It's really being held very close to the vest. But we are confident that we're going to do everything in our power to bring some sanity to what is, without question, an insane situation.
So you don't know the facility or you can't tell me?
The facility is the Children's Home of Kingston.
And about the child, do you know any details or you just can't tell me?
I do not. What we know is it is an 8-year-old boy.
What was your reaction when you heard there was a child in this position in your county?
There's no question it brings it all home on a very local level, obviously a huge national and international story. But the reality is it always comes down to me to a child, and that's what you're talking about here. I take very personally my responsibility to every child in Ulster County, regardless of where they come from, the health and safety of them. I take it as not only as the county executive, but as a parent. And so in this situation, it couldn't have been more moving. And that's why we immediately directed the Commissioner of Social Services to act.